Now, there's this poor guy who got shipwrecked on this deserted island, but he was kind of knew what he was doing, and so he gathers plants, he builds a garden, he builds this snug little house, and he builds this signal fire in case he ever sees a ship. And then after many years, he sees the ship, he lights the fire, the landing party comes ashore, and they see his garden. They see his snug little house, and they look at him, and they present him with a bunch of newspapers from the last few weeks, and they say, "Are you sure they really want to be rescued?" Read the papers for the last few weeks. We are one wrong move away from a war with Iran. Iraq is ordering us out of their country. Afghanistan looks more and more like a perpetual war. North Korea is abandoning all straits about nuclear development. Their leader is crazy. Their missiles could reach the United States. Prospects for real peace between Israel and the Arabs look fainter than ever. Our economy is based on paper, speculation, and oil, not necessarily in that order. Global warming is getting worse. Things are a mess. On a more immediate note, this week people did stupid things that hurt others, things that we wish to God we hadn't done. This week people worked hard, lost their jobs, and don't know what they're going to do. This week people received diagnoses from the doctor that says that life is going to be hard and short. This week people buried loved ones that will leave a hole in the heart. This week, people have needed a word of hope. And this scripture is a word of hope. It is set during the Babylonian exile, when the nation was in ruins, where the leaders were in exile, where people were slaves in their own land. They weren't a nation, they were a captured province. And Isaiah gives that word of hope, and that's not quite right. God gives the word of hope through Isaiah. And first he says he's going to send someone. And this isn't going to be like a normal leader who craves power. This is going to be someone who seeks justice for all. Now, some scholars say that that leader might have been someone in Isaiah's time. Christians have interpreted that this is Jesus. Remember Jesus in that synagogue in Nazareth? He said, "For the Spirit is upon me and anointed me to free the captives, give sight to the blind, proclaim the year of the Lord." Jesus saw himself doing this. And please hear the words of this text and remember the ministry of Jesus. It will be justice, not just for Israel, but for the whole world. We tend to think about justice for us and people like us. But this text says justice for the world. God's justice includes the refugee family, just trying to have a better life. God's justice includes subsistence farmers, just trying to get enough food to make it through this year. God's justice includes children born into such poverty that their lives are going to be short because there isn't enough to eat. God's justice is for all. And if we live like God's justice is just for us and people like us, then we're not living God's justice, but something else. The second thing that God promises through Isaiah is that there will be a new beginning. Now in this, Isaiah is clearly talking about the nation of Israel, and as it turned out, the Babylonians were overthrown, the exiles returned, and the nation did come up. But this is the point. This is why we believe God. This is why we worship, because we know that God brings new beginnings. God brings new beginnings for our nations, for our family, for ourselves. God is not done. And Jesus Christ has shown us that even though death comes, and it will, there can be new life. God brings new beginnings, and that's a part of it. Call it forgiveness, call it healing, call it change, call it new beginnings. But something new Something new breaking into life is arguably the essence of the Christian faith. In all things, in life and even death, God offers us the opportunity to begin new. But here's the thing. New beginnings inherently means old endings. God works in human life. Some of you have told me stories about kind of doors opening in funny ways, a job opportunity out of the blue, knowing something that you just shouldn't know, a prayer answered. Do have to tell you, we started our Nicaragua water pump expansion this week. And we were originally just going to increase the water supply because we just couldn't afford to get the water to more houses. And a couple weeks ago, out of the blue on a Saturday, I got not one but two phone calls out of the blue of people giving $5,000 apiece for this. It was literally an answer to prayer. God works. And I believe that we see God's hand in our lives best through the rearview mirror. Let me explain. So many years after that we can look back at a hard time and we say, oh yeah, I see you now, God. This week I was thinking, it's been almost 20 years since I left church in Iowa. It was very painful. The church was in a rapidly growing area. The church was growing, but people just didn't want to grow. There wasn't a hidden agenda. There was nothing hidden about it. And to keep from growing, they did some really strange things. And people I'd once respected flat out lied. And it was very difficult, very hard, and I carried some scars for quite a while. But in the last couple of years, we've discovered that Andy's best friends have died of drug addictions. Andy has always been one that was attracted to the bad boys, and he barely graduated from high school. He's done well. He's ended up getting his master's degree with a 4.0. But if we would have been there, we would have been with his friend who was in drug treatment and ended up being killed driving drunk. His second best friend who died of a drug overdose. One girl and another girl in his Sunday school class who died of a drug overdose. Sweet kid. She left an 8-year-old kid, and the family said, she became someone that we didn't even know. And when we look back at that time, what seemed to be painful, we look back and we say, thank you, Lord. Because I firmly believe getting out of there saved my son's life. Sometimes we look back and say, now I see you, Lord. God works in our lives. And whether it's 1% God and 99% us, or 1% us and 99% God, or changes from person to situation, God works in our lives. God works trying to give a new beginning in all things. If you look at your life and you see it's a mess, God isn't done. If you look at your nation and feel sick at what's going on, God's not done. You look at the world and see things that you shake your head at. God is not done. And I look at new beginnings. I realize that before the new can come, the old has to end. And it may be that our task, our role in this, is to let things end and let God bring new beginnings. God knows there are new beginnings needed. People who struggle with addictions of everything from drugs and alcohol, they need a new beginning. But without giving up something, how can that new beginning come in? We look at horrible disparity between rich and poor. Unless something ends, something new can begin. We look at the difficulties of immigration. Unless something ends, something new cannot begin. Unless we can give up the old, the new can't come. Unless we say it's time for a change, and really give up what has been, God cannot bring something new. And the image that comes to my mind is my father. My father worked for the Forest Service, and he knew timber management. Now, I was raised on a little 80-acre farm, more of a hobby farm, something for my dad to lose money on. But on the north end of the place was an 8-acre woodlot. Like I said, my dad worked for the Forest Service. He knew timber management. And so what he did was he used that. We heated with wood. Every year he would sell logs off that woodlot at a profit. And when he died, there was more wood in that woodlot than when he started. And what he'd do is he'd go back in the woods, and he'd just kind of walk around and just look. And then he would pick a tree, and me looking at it, it looked like he was just picking some random tree. But he would cut that tree out, and it was only later that you could see that that tree that he removed allowed others to receive sunlight and moisture and to grow and to have more timber come up. It was a slow process. But after years, you can see how the removal of that one tree helped a whole new forest spring up. Sometimes there are things in our lives that should end to allow something new to come about. I believe God works in our lives. God brings new beginnings. God does that. And maybe, just maybe, our role with God's new beginning is to be willing to let things end to make room God's new beginning.